Lots of people who grew up and live in southern West Virginia swear flooding has never been as bad as it is today. Of course, not everyone agrees why. It's likely a combination of forces at work. But how much of a role is climate change playing? Michael Mann is a distinguished professor of atmospheric science at Penn State University and the director of a Center for Climate Research.
Data are very clear. There is a substantial increase in what we call the intensity of rainfall events, which is simply to say flooding, more extreme and more prevalent flooding.
Despite that data, some scientists say it's actually really hard to prove unequivocally on paper that climate change is creating more flooding or changing the nature of floods in West Virginia. Steve Kite is a geologist and a researcher at West Virginia University who specializes in earth surface processes, including things like floods and landslides.
There are a number of papers out which have tried to prove it based on flood histories. And to this point, they have not really been able to say that that is the case.
So let's just unpack this climate change issue a little bit. Climatologists like Mann explain that as the globe has warmed 1 degree Celsius, the amount of moisture in the atmosphere has increased by about 5%. Mann compares the atmosphere to a sponge.
The warmer the atmosphere is, the more water there is in that sponge. And when you squeeze it, you're going to get more intense rainfall events, more intense flooding. And the data indeed indicate that that is happening in the U.S.
One thing that we do know for sure, West Virginia is naturally prone to flooding. In fact, it's one of the most flash flood prone states in the country, and maybe even the world. A lot of that has to do with the rugged Appalachian Mountains. We've got these stacked ridgelines and deep hollows that are really good at shaking moisture out of storms and channeling it quickly downstream to larger rivers. Data from NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, indicate that while some places like California are experiencing extreme drought, the amount of water in extreme rainfall events has increased 70% in our region over the course of the last century. So climate scientists like Mann are not totally surprised by West Virginia's once-in-a-millennia 2016 flood. Meteorologist Sean Sublett from the nonprofit organization Climate Central in New Jersey says it's a safe assumption that climate change played an impactful role.
Climate change certainly raises your odds. It raises the stakes. Right now, I think the National Weather Service suggests that this kind of rain that happened in West Virginia was a 1-in-1,000-year event. As we go forward in time in the coming decades, that frequency would probably increase.
Right. So imagine an athlete on steroids. If he hits a home run, say, no one can directly attribute that particular success to drug use. But the chances of that athlete hitting home runs are greatly increased by steroids. So in West Virginia, the flood was the home run. Climate change is the drug. And many scientists agree that there may be a cocktail of drugs in West Virginia's case if you also consider land use issues like timbering and mining practices, as well as floodplain management. Climate scientists say the bottom line, in the coming decades, floods are going to happen, and likely more often and more intensely. And regardless of the cause, geologists and climatologists agree. West Virginians can be and need to be thoughtful and careful about how we rebuild in the wake of recent flooding. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.